Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. It's going to be a jam-packed show. We've got some news coming out of North Dakota, Don.
Yes.
Impressive. Changing in tournament regulations, and I'll tell you what, when it was instituted a while ago, it was an overreach in my opinion, but hang tight for that. We're also going to talk about some duck surveys for those of you duck hunters out there, see what's going on, and some areas not good, other areas good. So tell you what, stay tuned, that and more when we return.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Good to see you, Don.
Yeah, it's good to be seen.
Ava?
I'm here. You're ready to go.
That's exciting.
Hey, you were out in Michigan not that long ago. How did things go?
Good. Had fun.
I didn't get your pictures this time.
You didn't?
Uh-uh.
No, I actually didn't go.
You didn't go?
No, we... I was going to suck you into that one. I was going to say, Don, you're not... I just can't send you those pictures. We actually went right up to about a day and a half beforehand, and the wind was going to come out of the south. Background story, we went earlier in the year to Port Washington.
Yep.
And had a blast.
Yeah, it's nice fish.
Awesome fish. And we planned it out to go again. We got a hotel. My buddy, Raylo from Baitmasters Tanks, he was going out. And we're going to do some testing. We're going to throw a couple sharrows on and see how they ran and do some fishing. Well, the wind was going to come out of the south at 20 to 30 knots. And
that's unfortunate.
And the waves were anywhere from 9 building to 9 plus. And it's literally you can't. There's nowhere to
fish. Second thoughts did you have?
What's that?
Second thoughts?
Yeah. I said, you know, when I was in a tournament, I'd pray that they were going to cancel, but I was already there.
Yeah.
In this case, I don't have to go.
Right.
And I don't have to worry about hanging out at the hotel and waiting to see if it's going to be good enough to go.
Right.
We don't have to go. I don't hate the fish that bad. So right. It actually was...
There'll be another
being
time.
Being able to choose the wiser of the scenarios. There's nowhere to go. You really don't have anywhere to go when it's that bad. And, you know, you would take somebody that's not experienced in rough water. And it's a good point, really, when it comes down to it, Don. There was a couple of people that are going to come with us that were very inexperienced in that type of fishing. And what happens? You know what would happen.
Yeah.
Take me home.
Yes.
They're gripping the bottom of the boat or in a fetal position. And
they're hanging over the edge.
That too, or partially in and out, and yeah. I'd rather not be part of that because,
right.
You know, the Bucket Brigade has got to be following that yes. program. So, not good, but there's opportunities coming up. Going to Lake of the Woods at the end of the month. That's on, Lake of the Woods is on fire right now. Unbelievable. Lindy Riggs, they're up north of Garden, just crushing a fish up there.
North of Garden?
Yeah. And it's that good where the guide boats, the charters.
Are running
going.
That far?
They're going.
I'm
going
to be up there, you know, not too far out here.
You got to go south.
I have to go south?
Well, yeah. You're.
I'm north.
You're
I'm on
Canada,
the north side.
So, yeah.
I just got to scoot over about 20 miles.
Yep. We won't do that. I know you.
No, we've done it.
Have you?
Not as far as Garden, though. No.
Well, I want to jump into something that I thought was rather funny because, as we know, in a lot of political scenarios, government... A pendulum has a tendency to swing one way, and then smarter brains prevail. And in this particular case, that's exactly it. Story comes out of North Dakota, and the National Professional Anglers Association recently, it was a number of years ago, they introduced a law that said...
I think this law has been on the books for quite some time.
Quite some time.
Yeah.
And... tournament stopped going to North Dakota. Now, if you think about the economic impact a tournament has when it comes to a town, it's roughly about $2 to $3 million impact between food, lodging, gas, beverages of all types, everything.
Fuel is a big thing.
And residual, because you're there for whatever else, right? Yep. Well, they instituted a law, and similar laws are like, Don, you hand me the article. In Louisiana, it's illegal to send somebody a surprise pizza that could cost you $500. South Dakota, don't fall asleep in a cheese factory or face a legal backlash. And you can't give a rat as a present in Montana, just so you know. Those are important things.
It's a violation.
Violation. Yeah. It's not good. A law that was instituted in North Dakota said that events like a tournament had to pay 75% of the gross receipts back to the participants. Okay, that's not so bad, right? The payback to the people,
right,
which is fine. I'm all over that because that's a...
You're
okay
a participant.
Number, right? The problem was 10% of all entry and participation fees went to the state government.
Right.
So you have a state government that's, let's say it's $350,000 purse, $35,000 of the purse is pulled right out of the mix.
It's typically a 2 or a 3 day event.
Yeah. Either way, whatever the purse is, doesn't matter.
Right.
It's $35,000. Well, what it does immediately is it takes money out of the anglers' pockets, at least on the professional side it did. And they said, we can't afford to go there because we're not going to pay out to do it. We bring economic benefit to the state already, and now you want $35,000 for that. Turns out it was a boat, not conservation fee, they called it. It was a boat ramp fee.
Yeah, well, whatever it was an old law on the books that really kept organized tournaments from their state, therefore losing out on the economic development that they could create.
Yeah, and everybody thought that it was involving replacing resources after a tournament, like stocking fish. Turns out it was a boat ramp tax that led to keeping out, the end result was keeping out state anglers out of the state and tournaments from coming and helping North Dakota residents. Garrison, North Dakota, I don't know what the population is. Let's say it's 300.
Right.
The tournament is held in Garrison. The economic impact from, let's say, 300 participants, it's 175 pros, 175 cos, plus you have staff and everything else that comes in, plus the
you double the population.
The publicity, yeah. It's like pheasant hunting. Cut off pheasant hunting out of South Dakota. What happens to the state?
Right.
Not good. So they've rescinded that, and I think that's going to be a fantastic move in the right direction. It's gone to now just a $75 permit fee. And they can contribute what they feel is appropriate. So they can contribute whatever they want.
Back the tournament organization.
Yep. And many of them do. And they have a fund that they do send back to them. So I think it's a great move in the right direction. Again, the pendulum swung too far. They were getting greedy. And it was one person in the state that was in charge of that element that said, this is what we're going to do. And he said, we're going to get so much money. And well, guess what? Doesn't work that way. So
now it's lost.
I like it. It made me happy. So it's a good story to lead off with. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking a little bit about duck and a survey. How about that? Two words never used before together. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.